The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's card at Ayr. It's the first day of the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup meeting. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is jockey Tom Queeley. How are you, Tom?
I'm not too bad, Mark. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How's the eye doing?
Yeah, grand. It's heating up quickly enough. It looks an awful lot worse than it is. It's actually not that painful, and I was lucky, really. Well, it could have been an awful lot worse. At least the silver lining to it all is I'm able to keep riding, which is very important. So that's the main thing, and I'm not losing any much headway. I took Tuesday off as a precaution, let the swelling go down, but it's getting there now. So it's a long way from my heart.
Anybody who hasn't seen it, look on page 2 of the Racing Post. You'll see Tom with a rather nice shiner going on there. It's quite a black eye, Tom. Well done for that. And hopefully,
I'm telling everyone my agent gave me a black eye for getting beaten in Wild Coco.
I tell you what, she ran a good race, didn't she?
She did indeed. Yeah. So we're all happy. The team is happy.
Good stuff. Well, hopefully that'll heal nice and quickly, Tom, and you're back in action already, aren't you? So good stuff there. Let's look at Ayr then. The first race is the 140 today, and we start with an EBF Novice Stakes. It's over a mile, and we've got a bit of a shorty at the top of the betting in the shape of Rochdale House, who got off the mark at the second time of asking at Newcastle. He missed the break on that occasion as well, and the form has since been boosted. This step-up in trip should suit, and soft ground doesn't seem to be a problem. So do you think the Richard Fye runs the one to beat, Tom?
Yeah, as you say, he's confirmed the promise of his debut and getting off the mark at Newcastle. The ground was very testing on that occasion, so it'll take a bit of getting. Today, as I said, I don't think the ground is going to be it's good to soft in place. I can't see that being a problem. I would imagine Illuminating Dream will be the one the Fahy team would fear most, but on the basis that Rochdale House handled the ground, he's an improver, he's getting there all the time, I think he's very much the one to beat.
Okay, Rochdale House the one to beat in the opener. Then on to the 210, which is race 2 on the card, and this is a 6 furlong maiden auction stakes, and the betting for this is headed by Commander Kirkup, who's 5-4 this morning. Made a good debut at York, finishing second behind subsequent Gymcrack winner Astaire, and that race has thrown up plenty of winners. I suppose the softer ground will be a bit of a question mark, Tom, but on form, is Commander Kirkup the one they have to beat here?
Yeah, he is very much so, and on the basis that the form is holding up and working out quite well, you wouldn't look too much beyond him. Ribbleton is one I'd keep an eye on for Fahy again. This is a meeting which he really farms. The Bush Rangers don't seem to mind a little bit of cut in the ground. He's been unlucky not to get the job done so far, and I think he'd be the one to fight it out with Commander Kirkup.
Okay, and Richard Fahy has a good record in this race as well. You mentioned he's got a good record at the meeting. He's won 2 of the last 4 renewals of this race, so he knows what he's doing to win that. The 240 then is race 3 on the card, and this is a 0-70 handicap over 5 furlongs. 22 runners in the lineup for this, Tom, and Elusive Bonus has just gone favourite as we record this. 6-1 into 4-1. Go Go Green is second in at 5s. It's 6-1 for Captain Scooby, and all those three wouldn't mind any rain this afternoon. It's then 10-1 or bigger prices the remaining runners. Mightily competitive, Tom. Quite wide open this. Who'd you like for the 240?
I like Go Go Green. Jim Goldie has an excellent record at this meeting. He aims for the Ayr Gold Cup every year, and some of the races around it. Philip Macon on board, drawn 16. I can't see that being a major hindrance up against the stand rail. Of the remainder, maybe Captain Scooby is one I'd keep an eye on, actually, for Richard Guest. Philip Prince taking a valuable 5 off. He's drawn again up against, I can see a lot of this race developing against the standside rail, so I'd keep an eye on Captain Scooby each way, but I like Go Go Green. I think he's got an excellent chance.
Okay. On to the next race then. This is race 4 on the card. It's the 3.10 and it's Division 1 of this 7 furlong 0-75 handicap. And we have joint favourites this morning, Barks and Ash, who won over 6 furlongs at Redcar on testing ground 9 days ago. Has a £6 penalty to defy and also has to prove that he stays the 7 furlongs. And the money this morning has come for the other joint favourite, Dolores Rocket, who's 7-1 into 5-1. It's then 11-2 for Spares Nostra. Ted's Brother is 7s and 10-1 or bigger prices. The remaining runners. Who'd you like for the 3.10 then, Tom?
Yeah, Dolores Rocket is interesting. The money is coming for Daughter of Firebreak for Kevin Ryan. Again, a lot of these Northern trainers love to get a winner up here. Shane Gray's on board, and I can tell you about him. He's able to ride, and for a £5 claim, I think he represents a bit of value there. So, drawn smack bang in the middle, it won't be a problem. And she's £11 below her her last winning mark, so that's something to bear in mind. You know, and sometimes they do get a little bit lost in three-year-olds, so coming towards the end of the three-year-old campaign with that seemingly £11 up their sleeve could go very, very close. Of the remainder, Ted's Brothers is one I'd keep an eye on as well for Richard Guest. I'd side with Dolores Rocket.
Okay, and Division 2 of that particular handicap comes up at 3.40. It's over that 7 furlong trip. And the betting for this one is headed by Chiswick Bay, who's 4-1 this morning and pretty much half the price of its nearest rival in the betting. And he's gone back to Richard Fahey. He ran quite well on his last start for Philip Kirby and then has gone back to Richard Fahey. Do you think Chiswick Bay could get back to winning ways here, or do you like something else in the race, Tom?
Yeah. You can make a case for Chiswick Bay, without a doubt. But he's a little bit in and out with form, and you know, it's sort of claiming company, and it doesn't represent the most solid of form. The only thing I will say is some of his best runs have been on soft ground, so that's an obvious plus. Llewellyn is one I'd keep an eye on, who's been actually hitting the crossbar of late, fairly rock solid and consistent. And I know he's sort of in this grade, he's getting £7 taken off his back. He handles soft ground, and as I said, he's very consistent. I think he might today might be his day where he greets the judge.
Okay, on to the 4.10 next, and this is a mile handicap for horses rated 0-85, and Swiftly Done is the favourite for this one. Returned to winning ways in soft ground at Redcar last week, only £4 higher, and has backed up each of the last 2 years, so if he's going to win again, it's most likely that it could be this afternoon. There's been a bit of a move on No Poppy as well this morning, 14-1 all the way into 8-1 at bigger prices. Again, Tom, it's competitive. What do you like for the 4.10?
Yeah, with the £6 penalty, Swiftly Done caught here in good health. I'd imagine the ground will be okay. Money's come for No Poppy. I think there are more solid chances at the price. Obviously, you're getting a bit of value on No Poppy, but Silver Rhyme is one I'd keep an eye on. Son of Verglas, I'd imagine the ground will be okay. He's twice the course and distance winner, and you know, he's been in the frame virtually every run this season, so he's a rock-solid 8-year-old, and I think you're going to get a run for your money.
On to the penultimate race next, and this is at 4.40, and this is the William Hill Download the App Handicap for the Kilkerran Cup, which is over a mile and a quarter. King of the Danes was in form last time we saw him. He won at Ascot and Goodwood, and off a £12 higher mark this afternoon, he's bidding for the hat-trick. Has a 119-day absence to overcome, but he is well-bred and was in form last time we saw him. There's been market support for Spirit of the Law this morning as well. 9-1 into 6-1 for that one, and Beaumont's Party's attracted a bit of money as well, 11s into 8. So there's been a few backed this morning, Tom. Who'd you like for the 4.40?
Yeah, King of the Danes. You know, there was a lot to like about his performance at Goodwood. He made all stretch clear from sort of a quarter of a mile from home, and he absolutely bolted up. He's a strong runner. He was impressive at Ascot before that. And I think, you know, Mark Johnson has some of the best facilities you're going to see around the country, so he will be fit. And I wouldn't look beyond him. Again, high there, or Fort Belvedere could chase him home. Fort Belvedere is a slightly bigger price, so you'd be getting a bit of each way value, but I wouldn't look beyond King of the Danes. Joe Fanning on board. Nice weighted 8-10, Mark Johnson.
Okay, and the final race of the day today at Ayr is the 5-10, and we finish with a mile and 5 furlong handicap for horses rated 0-70. So Stayers finish the card for us, and calculated risk is fairly strong at the top of the betting this morning. And there's also been a move on Key Gold, who's now second favourite, 15-2 into 11-2 now, with Richard Farhian. Made an encouraging enough debut since moving to his stable last time, but again, Tom, you could give plenty of chance in here. Who'd you like for the final race?
Yeah, calculated risk. Typical sort of horse of John Quinn as well, with these sort of stayers who have this sort of an open ticket that can go dual purpose and go jumping for the winter. By motorway, we should handle the ground. Nicely drawn in near the rail there as well. So certainly make a case for that. I like St. Ignatius, Graham Gibbons aboard for Alan Bailey. Virtually been in the tree his last 7 runs, his visor on board. You know, he's up the weights a little bit, but I don't think that'll be a major hindrance. You know, and Alan Bailey loves to have a runner and a winner up here, so he's travelling a long way, so you're getting plenty each way of value. It'd be no surprise if he'll be nibble at throughout today.
Okay, good stuff, Tom. Thank you very much for speaking to us again. Enjoy what you see of Ayr this afternoon, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow ahead of Bronze Cup Day.
Cheers, Mark. Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.